Aguero made it! Manchester City won the Premier League!
Bring gems with no regard for human life!
Curry for three! What a night for Stephen Curry!
What a nice shot, Gareth Bale!
Manchester United have reached the promised land!
Can Manchester United score? They always score!
Don't wish, young blood, you're just old. Thank you, Jude, Irvin. Get back.
Cavaliers have just won the first NBA championship for Cleveland in 40 years.
Bryant for the win. Bam!
10,
9,
8,
7,
6,
5,
4,
3,
2,
1,
go!
Hello, dear audience. Welcome to this week's Hello Sports, Love Sports, Love Radio CC. This is Billy. And let me have a brief introduction of this week's Hello Sports. In World Sports News, Jade and Rachel will bring you the latest news of the NBA, UEFA Champions League, and World Scooter International Championship. In Highlight Game, Billy and Yvette will highlight the game between Oklahoma City Thunder and the Golden State Warriors. In Weekly 4C, Ines and Manny will forecast the NBA game between Cavaliers and the Raptors. Many believe that Cavaliers will beat Raptors strongly, while Ines didn't think so. In Your Man, Letty will introduce a special kind of skating for you. It is called aggressive inline skating. This time in The Great, Ada will introduce the superstar of the NBA. He is Kevin Wayne Durant. This summer, Kevin Durant chose to leave the Thunder and sign a contract with the Warriors. If you want to know more about him, don't miss The Great. Now, let's kick off with World Sports News.
Good evening, my dear audience. You are listening to the World Sports News. Welcome back, I'm Jade.
Hello everyone, I'm Rachel.
Now, let's first have a brief look at what essential sports news happened this week.
In a blowout that felt like a reckoning, Durant and the Golden State Warriors routed Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder 122-96 on Thursday.
The two-time NBA champion Ray Allen announced his retirement from NBA on November the 1st after playing 18 seasons.
Manchester City produced an outstanding second-half performance to sweep past Barcelona 3-1 at the Etihad Stadium.
Alexis Sanchez and Oliver Giroud both hit braces in the Premier League with a 4-1 victory over Sunderland at the Stadium of Light.
Cristiano Ronaldo hit a hat-trick and Real Madrid came from behind to beat the Wolves 4-1 in an entertaining La Liga contest.
The Chicago Cubs shed themselves of the curse of Billy Goat and ended a 108-year wait from a World Series title by beating the Cleveland Indians on November the 1st in a thrilling Game 7 Classic.
World number 1 Mark Selby thrashed home favorite Ding Junhui 10-1 final victory at Da Qing to become the 5th champion of the 5-year-old World Snooker International Championship on October 30th.
Hong Shanshan won the Sime Derby LPGA Malaysia on October 30th to cap a string of top finishes that started with an Olympic bronze medal.
Chinese star Zhang Shuai is challenging the world's top players at the WTA Elite Trophy Zhuhai, the tour's year-end event.
After such a long wait, reaching the summit of men's tennis anticlimax for Andy Murray, without playing a point, the score ended a 7-year wait to secure the world number one spot when he advanced to the Paris Masters final on November the 6th, 2016. Now let's check all this in detail.
Durant ended the first half with 29 points, while McAvoy finished with 39 points on 24 shots. Westbrook struggled with 20 points plus 10 assists. Durant was roasting Grant and everyone else on the Oklahoma City roster. The transition three-pointers were vicious, especially the one set up by Curry behind a back bounce pass. But as often happens in these types of games, the result didn't meet the hype. The game itself was somewhat of a backdrop to the Westbrook-Durant showdown in how they interacted. Durant and Russell Westbrook were teammates once. That was the focus before the actual basketball happened, a route that put pregame hype in stark relief. The final round, but I really want all that border after the game. Westbrook answered questions with a generally cheaper disposition. It's one game, a loss for us, he said. We'll move on and get ready for the next one.
I write this to you today as a 41-year-old man who is retiring from the game, Allen wrote in a piece of Players' Tribune. I write to you as a man who is completely at peace with himself. Allen was drafted with the 5th pick of the 1996 NBA draft. The 10-time All-Star spent his first 11 seasons with Milwaukee and Seattle Supersonics before joining the Boston Celtics in 2007. Along with Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce, Allen led the Celtics to a championship at this season. In 2012, Allen landed with Miami Heat and helped LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh win an NBA title.
A brace from Gundogan and a free kick for Kelvin turned the game on its head as City gave their Champions League perspective a huge boost. With 20 minutes gone, Barcelona cleared the lines for the free kick, but on 39 minutes, City were level. The home side pressed through Aguero and, with a square ball for Sergio Roberto, went awry. Sterling played in a superb low cross for Gundogan to finish at the far post, and it took the lead after 50 minutes. Sterling made way for Jesus Navas as City made another change, and Navas set up the goal that gave City the 3-1 lead. The second half performance had merited.
Arsenal took the lead inside the 90th minute, with Sanchez heading an excellent access cross into the far corner. The Black Cats were only level, however, for 6 minutes as Arsenal moved back into the lead through Giroud, who scored with his first touch after coming on as a substitute, directing a delivery into the corner, and Giroud scored his second the afternoon just 5 minutes later, sending a looping header from a corner over the standard Pickford. A third goal inside just 7 minutes for Arsenal then arrived as Sanchez covered from the close range to make sure of the result after Jeeves' strike had come back off the post.
It was a dramatic return to form for Ronaldo after scoring just twice in his previous 6 La Liga outings. He and Real were given a wake-up call as Alay grabbed the lead after just 7 minutes. Real hit back to win a penalty when Davidson blocked a Gareth Bale free kick with his hand. Ronaldo made no mistake with his first attempt on the spot. Real went ahead just after half hour. Karim Benzema beat two players with a clever turn and benefits from a kind ricochet to slip the ball to Ronaldo. Ronaldo went close to completing his hat-trick in spectacular fashion as he made a Kovacic cross with an acrobatic volley, but it flew wide.
The 27-year-old Chinese star from Shenzhen beat Susan Peterson by 3 strokes at TPC Kuala Lumpur, shooting a 4-67 after finishing off a third round 64. Fong won the event for the second time to push her LPGA Tour victory total to 5.
By beating the host Indians 8-7 in 10 innings, Chicago's beloved Cubbies set off a wild celebration in the streets of the Windy City after over a century of pent-up frustration for fans since their last Major League Baseball championship in 1908. Left fielder Ben Zbirst, who put the Cubs ahead in the 10th with an RBI double, was named the most valuable player of the World Series.
The 27-year-old Zhang has had a career best season. At January's Australian Open, she grabbed his first match victory in Grand Slam tournament. A wild card entry at Zhuhai, Zhang, currently ranked number 8 in the world, will be up against 2 players in the round-robin group stage at the second edition of the tournament. With a home court advantage, Zhang has a chance to make it the semifinals.
So, that's all for today's World Sport News. See you next week.
See you.
Coming next is the highlight game. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's highlight game. I am Billy.
And I'm Yvette. I knew a lot of people wanted to see what would happen when Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook met again on the court. And last week, on November 4th, Oklahoma City Thunder and the Golden State Warriors would have a game in San Francisco. Have you watched that game yet?
Of course I did. It was a very important game of the season. Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, they used to be teammates and fought Golden State Warriors together in the NBA playoffs. But you know, what is so interesting is that this season, Kevin Durant moved to San Francisco and became a player of the Deadly Enemy. So that is why so many people wanted to see what would happen when these two guys meet up on the court again.
Well, what happened then?
Well, Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook reunion as icy as expected. There is completely no communication throughout the game. And as we all know, the superstar team Golden State Warriors with four all-star players beat Oklahoma City Thunder easily. Russell Westbrook scored 20 points and 10 assists. Kevin Durant scored 39 points and 7 rebounds. And there are 21 points and 7 assists for Stephen Curry. It was a very good game.
Well, if you guys missed the game and you still want to watch it, just check NBA.com or search it on the ESPN.
So let's move on. This season, Golden State Warriors with the fantastic coach Steve Kerr and got Kevin Durant. Do you think the old roster of Warriors would truly work well with Kevin Durant? Because, you know, yesterday they lost to the Los Angeles Lakers and only Kevin Durant scored a lot in the game. Curry didn't even hit the three-pointer.
As far as I'm concerned, this is only a special situation. Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green used to play a lot in the USA basketball team. They have played a lot of games together, and they're already very good friends. And Steve Kerr is a coach which can balance the importance of every player in the team. So when Steve Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson all on fire, just imagine how powerful they will be. I think after several games, they are going to find the best way to work together, and there will be good chemistry in the team. I hope they will get a champion this year.
And here I want to show my respect to Russell Westbrook. He is truly a warrior. After the leaving of Kevin Durant, he chose to stay. Even he is the only star of the team. He struggles to practice a lot every day. You could see how serious he does in every game. He wants to lead his team, his Oklahoma City Thunder, to the NBA playoffs. He never gives up, and with his teammates, he will surely perform many great games for us in the 2016-17 NBA season.
Okay, so let's wait and see what will happen for these two teams this season. And that's all for today's highlight game.
Coming next is Weekly 4C. Stay there and see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello everyone, it's time for Weekly 4C. I'm Manny.
I'm Ines. Hey Manny, do you know the match between Raptors and Cavaliers?
Yes, I know. I believe that Cavaliers will defeat Raptors.
How can you be so sure?
Let me tell you a couple of reasons. First, Cavaliers is the champion of last season. They have already shown their remarkable ability. It was not easy to reverse from 1-2-3 situation. Second, they can restrict Curry and Thompson. There is no doubt that they can give mountains of pressure to Laurie and DeRozan. Third, their all-star player James has given a wonderful performance up to now. He passed Hakeem Olajuwon and took the place of 10th player of NBA history score. He's on the fire. Irving also played well. He kept his fabulous skills and used it to connect the whole team. Though, I think Cavaliers will absolutely win the game.
My opinion is totally different from you. I bet Raptors will take Cavaliers down.
How can you say that? You are too confident to say these words.
Calm down, Manny. Last season, Raptors got a 56-26 and the second place of the East. Cavaliers is the first, I know. But in the playoff, Raptors brought lots of trouble to Cavaliers. Though Cavaliers won the semifinal, Raptors impressed us deeply too. This young team is becoming powerful. Maybe the young man will surprise the old.
All right, I know what you mean. However, Biombo left the team this summer. He played an important role in the team, but now Raptors lost him.
Yeah, I agree that Raptors must miss him a lot. He grabbed a lot of rebounds for the team. Raptors also did some change. They brought Salinger to Raptors from Celtics. In the 2K17, the game company graded him at 77, which is only below to Lauren DeRozan. He will take the place of Biombo. DeMar DeRozan has got 30 points plus continuously in 5 games, which can hold a candle to one of Michael Jordan's records. His fadeaway slam dunk triple all give a fancy flavor to Toronto.
Fine, your words make sense, but they won't shake my mind. Look at this season. Cavaliers have started to convince the audience that they are the best. They got a 6-game winning streak, which make them be the first in the East. They haven't lost one game. Cavaliers owns the best offensive efficiency. They are unstoppable. Without exception, Raptors will lie down on the road of Cavaliers.
Don't forget that Raptors is just behind of Cavaliers. And Cavaliers nearly lost the game to 76ers with 1 point ahead. They only lost one game, so their offensive is not an advantage. They have a good defense. Their defensive efficiency is higher than Cavaliers, which means they have an opportunity to limit James, Irving, and Love. Raptors depends on outside attack. Their three-pointer may make trouble.
You are right. I think it is meaningless to argue about that. We don't know what will happen in the future, so let's just wait for the game. Their re-performance will give us answer. At that time, we will know who is right.
Okay, dude. I still predict that Raptors will defeat Cavaliers. It will be a hard game, and I believe in Raptors.
I can only say that Cavaliers will let you know what is the real power. The game is on the November 16th.
We won't miss it. That's all for this weekly foresee. I'm Ines.
I'm Manny. Coming next is your man. Stay tuned. Bye.
Bye.
Good evening, dear audience. Welcome to you, ma'am. I'm your friend Letty. This time, let me introduce aggressive inline skating to you. Aggressive inline is a form of inline skating which executed on specially designed inline skates with focus on grinding and spins. Participants refer to the activity as rollerblading, blading, skating, or rolling. Aggressive skating can take place on found street obstacles or at skate parks. Street skating primarily consists of performing grinds on leaves and rails, as well as jumping tall heights known as gaps. Park skating recreates these obstacles with the addition of balls and ramps on which vert skating can be performed. In 1980, a group of ice hockey players in Minnesota were looking for a way to practice during the summer. Scott and Brimony Olsen formed the company Rollerblade to sell skates with four polyurethane wheels arranged in a straight line on the bottom of a padded boat. In 1988, Rollerblade introduced the first aggressive inline skate, the Rollerblade Lighting TRS. Later, aggressive inline skating finally developed as an organized sport in the early 1990s. In 1994, the first ever competition series was launched on the beaches of Southern California. The event was called the National Inline Skate Series, better known as NISS, to aggressive skaters around the world. An NISS went strong for 5 years, holding contests in Los Angeles, New York, Rome, and Brazil. What's more, it was the first series to put aggressive inline on TV with an ESPN deal for the 1994 series. In the next year, the Aggressive Skater Association was formed by a number of skaters as a forum to develop rules governing competitions and equipment. Actually, since 1994, the sport has been chronicled in various skating films and edits. As a result, it reached its height in popularity in the late 90s, with mainstream movies like Disney's Brink and other films. The Sanet brand, run by Aro Ansberg, was very popular during that time. The World Rolling Series links together the best skaters, event organizers, retailers, and skate parks. It aims to create a tighter-knit community, increase overall awareness, and set a higher standard for aggressive rollerblading. The WRS circuit started in 2009 with 10 established professional contests worldwide. In 2012, WRS includes more than 100 amateurs and professional events categorized from 1 to 5 stars in over 20 countries. Aggressive inline skating generally comes in 3 types. Street skating as freestyle skating. In it, the skater performs tricks by utilizing features existing in a common everyday environment. This involves skaters grinding handrail and concrete ledges, jumping stairs, and generally turning anything on the regular street into an obstacle, ramp, or grind rail. Creativity is often seen as an important aspect of street skating. The reason is that skaters are able to invent or link tricks specific to a unique environment. Park skating refers to skating that occurs in various private and community skate parks. This style differs from street skating due to the specific nature of skate parks, which are designed for skaters to do tricks on the top of the ramp. Park skating often emphasizes the technical side of aggressive inline. It focuses on the variety of tricks a skater can do. It encourages skaters to connect tricks as well. A series of tricks connected together in a fluid motion over different obstacles is known as a line. A good quality skate park will have a lot of good lines. Half pipe is another discipline of inline skating. It mostly consists in air tricks such as rotation and grind tricks on coping. The stunts and the tricks a skater performs place high level of stress on the skate. So aggressive inline skates are specially designed to be tougher and stronger than normal inline skates. A typical skate consists of a number of different parts such as cuff and shell. The chassis of the skate, called the frame, bolts to the bottom of the skate. Skaters grind down the frames, which are designed for this purpose, and there are several different variations on frame design. Today, all major frame and skate manufacturers support the universal frame system. Modern skate wheels have undergone many years of development and iteration. The balance between hardness and grip is the key to an optimum skate wheel. Aggressive skate wheels are usually between 54 and 60 millimeters. Okay, it's time to say goodbye. See you next week. Next is the grade.
Hello, my dear audience. I'm Mada. This time, I will introduce a superstar in the NBA. His name is Kevin Wayne Durant. Kevin Wayne Durant is an American professional basketball player for the Golden State Warriors of the NBA. He has won the NBA Most Valuable Player Award 4 NBA scoring titles, the NBA Rookie of the Year award, and 2 Olympic gold medals. Durant has also been selected to 6 All-NBA teams and 7 All-Star teams. Durant was born on September the 29th in 1988 in Washington, D.C. He likes playing basketball in his young age very much. Growing up, he played amateur athletic union basketball for several teams in the Maryland area. During this time, he began wearing 35 as his jersey number. Because of his nice performance, he was widely regarded as the second best high school prospect of 2006. In his first career game, he became the only teenager in league history to average at least 20 points per game over an entire season. Following Durant's debut season, the Supersonics relocated from Seattle to Oklahoma City, becoming the Thunder. By the conclusion of the year, he had raised his scoring average by 5 points from the prior season to 25.3 points per game, and was considered a strong candidate for the Most Improved Player award, eventually finishing third in the voting. Prior to the start of the 2010-11 season, Durant announced that he had signed a 5-year contract extension with the Thunder worth approximately $86 million. For the second consecutive year, he led the NBA in scoring, averaging 27.7 points a game. Behind his leadership, the Thunder won 55 games and earned the 4th seed in the Western Conference. On February the 19th of the lockout-shortened 2011-12 season, Durant recorded his first career 50-point game. At the All-Star Game, he scored 36 points and was awarded his first NBA All-Star Game Most Valuable Player award. He finished the year with a scoring average of 28 points per game, representing his third straight scoring title. In January of the 2013-14 season, Durant scored a career-high 54 points against the Golden State Warriors. The Thunder finished the year with 59 wins, and Durant was voted the NBA Most Valuable Player behind averages of 32 points, 7.4 rebounds, and 5.5 assists per game. Prior to the start of the 2014-15 season, Durant was diagnosed with a fracture in his right foot and was ruled out for 6 to 8 weeks. He subsequently missed the first 17 games of the year. On December the 18th, injured his ankle against the Golden State Warriors, returning to action on December the 31st against the Phoenix Suns to score a season-high 44 points. He then sprained his left big toe in late January. On February the 22nd, he was sidelined again after undergoing a minor procedure to help reduce pain and discomfort in his surgically repaired right foot. And on March the 27th, he was officially ruled out for the rest of the season after deciding to undergo foot surgery. In just 27 games, he averaged 25.4 points, 6.6 rebounds, and 4.1 assists per game. On October the 30th in 2015, in a double overtime win over the Orlando Magic, Durant and Russell Westbrook became the first pair of teammates to each score at least 40 points in a single game since Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen accomplished the feat in 1996. Durant had 43 and Westbrook had 48 as the Thunder defeated the Magic 139-136. On January the 4th, he was named NBA Western Conference Co-Player of the Month for December alongside Westbrook. The Thunder finished the regular season as the third seed in the Western Conference with a 55-27 record. On July the 4th in 2016, Durant announced his intentions to sign with the Golden State Warriors. On July the 7th, he was officially introduced by the Warriors organization, signing a 2-year, $54.3 million contract with a player option after the first year. On November the 3rd, he matched his career high with 7 three-pointers
and scored 39 points in a 122-96 win over his former team, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Throughout his career, Durant has participated in philanthropic causes. In 2013, he pledged $1 million to the American Red Cross for the victims of the 2013 Moore tornado. His generosity inspired the Thunder and Nike to match his donation. He is also a spokesperson for the Washington, D.C. branch of Pitos Records, a nationwide nonprofit after-school music program. So that's all for today's Highlight Sports. Thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye.
Cast producer
Yvette 李一飞
broadcaster
Yvonne 刘思月
Billy 刘浩鹏
journalist
Manny 张端信
Rachel 荣苑廷
Letty 雷霆
Ada 徐阳
Ines 唐一周
Steve 赵月央
Kyrie 于浩明。
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。